This is Dwayne Kaysen, Associate Pastor here at New Berean Baptist Church. We are in a new study this week, in our midweek Bible study, and it is a good one. It's for dealing with the doctrines that we here at New Berean Baptist Church believe. So it's what we believe at New Berean. We're going through the doctrinal beliefs that are found in our website. I hope that you enjoy these next few weeks of looking at what we believe as New Berean Baptist Church members. Let us pray. God, we just love and we thank you for all that you have done for us this week and how you have kept us. You've kept us excited about you. You've given us such a wonderful joy in being able to fellowship when we can here in your house. And as we're going through this Bible study, I pray that we will understand and solidify some of the things that we believe here at New Berean Baptist Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you look at the website here at New Berean Baptist Church, you're going to find a statement that talks about how we here at New Berean, that the foundation here is the scriptures. It's the basis of the believer's faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. It is the basis of what we believe, and there are several facets that you'll find on the website that we believe, and it starts with the Bible, and it will continue on to understand the doctrines dealing with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the church, communion, baptism, salvation, and so many of the other wonderful foundations that we have here. But if we want to take some time to get to understand the foundations, we first want to look at the Bible, for it is the Word of God that we stand upon here that is the basis for all that we believe. The Bible, according to the website, says here that the scriptures of the Old and New Testament of the Bible are the inspired record of God's revelatory actions in human history and is the authoritative basis for its doctrine and practice. It is the inspired word of God, authoritative and without error in the original manuscripts, according to 2 Timothy 3:16. The scriptures of both the Old and New Testament are designed for the practical instruction in faith and conduct of every Christian. So part of the first portion of this study, I'm going to break it up into part one and part two, and that is dealing with the Bible. So we'll be talking about the Bible this week and next week. The rest of them will have 1 week assigned to each of those particular topics. So what about the Bible? What about the Bible? Well, I believe that the Bible is the story of Jesus, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's necessary for being able to discern what God has for us. And I found some thoughts and some things that I was looking at, and I thought I'd just bring some of those to your attention regarding the Bible. In 1996, there was a Christian research group. I use them quite often. They're called the Barna Group. And they found that the average American owns, respects, and swears allegiance to the Bible, but most of them don't read it. It also said that 90% of households back in 1996, they owned a Bible, and 75% of those homes had more than one, but they still didn't read it. It says nearly half said that they never or rarely even read the Bible. You can find the Bible almost everywhere. Every major grocery store, Target, Walmart, drugstore, you can find it on the internet. Those that still use tapes, you can find it there. There's CDs, there's the phone apps, and the tablets. And just another thought here is that it is the most published book in the world. Here's a few other facts. There's some over 100 million copies of the Bible are sold each year. That's pretty good for a book that most people don't read. The word Bible is from the Greek Biblia, which means the scrolls, or the books. The word is derived from the ancient city of Byblos, which was the official supplier of paper products to the ancient world. The Bible has been translated into some 532 different languages, and it's been translated to some 2,883 languages. The Bible is not just a single work, but a collection of works from a wide variety of authors. There's shepherds, kings, farmers, priests, poets, scribes, fishermen. And authors include traitors, embezzlers, adulterers, murderers, and auditors. It took over 1,000 years to write the Old Testament, and the New Testament was written in a period of about 50 to 75 years. All total, it was a span of something like 1,500 years. And if you want to jot this down, I think this is good to have somewhere in your Bible. It's a brief timeline of different points in the history according to the Word of God. About 2000 BC is the time of Abraham. About 1500 BC is the time of Moses. About 1000 BC is the time of David. About 975 BC is the time of King Solomon. I believe he passed in something like 962 BC. 722 BC is the fall of the Northern Kingdom. Remember, the kingdoms were split after Solomon's son took over. So it was 722 BC when the Assyrians toppled the Northern Kingdom, and it was 586 BC when the Babylonians toppled the Southern Kingdom. It was about 6 BC that Jesus was born. And this, because around 4 BC is when Herod died. Remember, he was about 2 years old or so when he was trying to get Jesus killed, with getting some information from the wise men. And the reason it's 6 BC is because the people during the time of the Roman Empire, they were putting the time and the calendars together. Whoever the guy was in charge, he kind of messed up by about a few years, so he was a little off. So 6 BC for the birth of Christ. About 30 AD is when he went to the cross and was resurrected, and the church began their day of Pentecost. And about 96 AD is about the time of the writing that John, one of Jesus' apostles, wrote the book of Revelation, the last book in the canon. No original writings of the Bible, the actual pen to ink, still exists today. None exists, but there are some 15 5,000 copies of manuscripts, which is more than any other ancient book by leaps and bounds. You might find maybe 7 copies of some of the more popular ancient books, but 5,000 copies of manuscripts. So it's hard to prove that the Bible is not true from a man's perspective, because there's so many copies that actually agree with one another. The Bible informs the tradition of the 3 major religions. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all have some ties to what's in the Bible. And a fellow by the name of John Wycliffe, he produced the first translation of the entire Bible from the Latin Vulgate, which is difficult to read by the common man, into English. After he died, the Catholic Church exhumed and burned his corpse as punishment for his translation. How about that? William Tyndale produced the first printed edition of the New Testament in English. He was later burned at the stake for his efforts because they didn't like him writing, translating the scriptures into modern day or the common man's language either. And the first authorized printed Bible was in 1539. And believe it or not, China, which has some different history with regards to Christianity, some good, some bad, China is not only the largest producer of textiles and manufactured goods in the world, it's also the largest producer of Bibles. But there are some that if you take a Bible to China, you might lose your life. So that's kind of strange, isn't it? But the Bible contains the internal universal truths which are relevant to you and I. It deals with the real and the daily circumstances of our very lives. If you want to connect or have a connection with God, you can do so by reading the Bible. We know that these timeless truths are applicable to everything that we deal with, whether it's relationships and families, friends, enemies, church, home, school, work, prison yard, almost any aspect of life, the Bible has something to say about it. And the most important thing is that the Bible is all about Jesus. There's a red cord of the blood of Christ from Genesis to Revelation. Both the Old and the New Testament support salvation by faith through Jesus Christ. The Old Testament was the foundation. The New Testament was the kickoff for Christ's coming and then his resurrection and then finally his return in the future. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21 says that prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but by holy men of God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So this wonderful book that we have given to us, which is the foundation for the things that we here at New Berean Baptist Church believe, is going to be what we'll be looking at as a textbook. And if you want to follow along, if you want to print out or look at the copies of the Doctrinal Truths that we have on the website, you can do that. I'll be following that pretty closely. So let's talk about Berean. New Bereans. It says that Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 says that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And if you know the story, Paul and his ministry team had gone to Thessalonica and for 3 Sabbaths had preached the gospel there, And they were using the scriptures that they had to show that Jesus was the Messiah who came to die for our sins, and that faith in him would give them eternal life, which was a little different from what many people thought about. They thought they had to fulfill the law, which is impossible, in order to have salvation. In other words, they wanted to look at it from a standpoint of works. And so they had to compare the scriptures, and some people got saved there in Thessalonica. But then there were some who said, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here. And so there was a big uproar, and Paul and his team had to leave the premises and go to a place called Berea. It was a smaller place, not quite as large as Thessalonica, where the saints there at the synagogue, when they heard the word of God, they took it with a readiness of mind. They had an open mind, and they listened to the things that Paul said, but they didn't just listen. As we know that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, they took the scriptures and they compared what they were looking at with what Paul was saying in his scriptures, and they came to the conclusion that salvation indeed was through the Lord Jesus Christ. So spiritual discernment is something that everybody needs to have. It's babes have milk, but there comes a time you want to be able to have the meat of the word. And knowing the scriptures and meditating on them is important, because it will give you spiritual discernment to prevent you and I, and us as a congregation, from going astray. That story that we just talked about in Acts 17 illustrates the attitude that all of us should have. When they came to Thessalonica on that day, and for those 3 weeks, and they gave them the scriptures, and they compared them, and Paul reasoned with them from the scriptures that Jesus indeed was the Christ. Some were convinced, but most objected there in the form of that mob. But the Bereans, of course, the Bible says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. So the people in Thessalonica didn't listen, but the people at Berea did. And we have that name of New Berean based on that story. So Paul had committed them to God's care and reminded them that God's word can build you up, an inheritance among those who are sanctified, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, as he was about to leave and head on to Jerusalem. The scriptures are our food for spiritual maturity, and it prepares us for eternity. If you don't have a regular intake of the scriptures, you can stunt your spiritual growth. So much so that you might not even know what is in the Bible concerning the things that we believe here at New Berean Baptist Church. So we don't want to just come to show up. We want to come and know what it is that we believe, so that we won't be led astray by some wind of doctrine. Psalms 119, verses 9 through 11, talks about how a young man can keep his way pure. It says, by living according to your word. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. When you know what God has said to us and how he's able to help us, those are the ways that we can help astray, not astray from doing the right things, but doing the things that he would have us to do. And in the doctrines of what we believe here at New Berean Baptist Church, it gave one set of scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 17. We'll discuss that one, and then we'll be closing for today. It says, all scripture from Genesis to Revelation is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness. For what reason? In verse 17 it says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Then if I could add one verse here, it says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But those who delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither.